Yeah, just keep it going. I'll cut everything out.
Yeah, he's good with that.
Excellent.
I typically cut Jason out of the entire podcast.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
Well, so
makes sense.
So it's just gonna be me and you talking for the most part.
It'd probably be better. Let's be honest. Welcome to one more podcast episode 135. Eric Bailey's not here today. He's succumbed to some sort of plague, so I'm your host, Jason Lamb. And tonight, we're collecting Canadians.
I am Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager, and I have been destroying lemmings for fun since 1908.
I'm Pam D, and I am a recent contributor to One More Castle, and I review NES games on YouTube.
Sweet. What's your? Where can they find your YouTube channel?
My YouTube channel is Cannot Be Tamed, and I also have a blog called Cannot Be Tamed, where I talk about newer video games.
Sweet. All right.
Also, you do both? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Speaking of newer video games, have you guys been playing any older video games?
Is that what we do? So.
I guess that's what we do.
Jason, I am continuing my education through Lamb University.
Yes.
And I played Dark Forces.
Sweet.
For PC.
How'd you like it?
Those controls are terrible.
Oh, wait, you didn't remap the controls?
I don't know how.
Oh.
I went through like four tutorials trying to figure out how to just move the arrow keys to WASD.
Right.
And to actually use the mouse to look around rather than to move, like,
right,
physically in the world. Well, I remembered how terrible it was for first-person shooters back in the day, where that's all you had was, like, the arrow keys and then the space bar to open things, and, like, X was shoot.
Yeah.
And trying to strafe was next to impossible, and, like, you would just turn so slowly.
Yeah, strafing was... not, it didn't work. It's just like, I'm just going to turn left now and walk down this hall and then turn right. And oh, I think there's an enemy shooting me, so I'm just going to slowly rotate left.
I can't
left.
See it yet. Yeah. I can't see it. It's pretty terrible. That's really bad.
Yeah. If you go under the game, wherever it's installed, there's a setup file you can run where you can actually remap all the controls, and you can set up strafing. Nice.
It's that easy?
It's that easy.
I
just beat Dark Forces. But the problem is, with the strafing, it makes the game really, really easy compared to what it should have been, because it's been designed for that kind of, like, terrible left-right turn. So every time you get to a boss...
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, you're fighting these things called Dark Troopers. They're kind of like stormtroopers in black armor with jetpacks and laser guns.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. But with the strafing, you're literally just kind of dodging at everything they fire. You're just circling around them, and even when you get to the final boss, which is the super souped-up version, you're just like, I'm just going to strafe around you, and now you're dead, and that was underwhelming.
Right. But no, it's pretty cool. Like, it's the story's interesting. You kind of hop and skips between, like, the movie, the first A New Hope, where... they're like, oh, we got the plans for the Death Star, and you get it actually from you. Like, you're the one who goes and picks them up and then drops them off to the Rebel Alliance, and then you take off and go do something else. And then there's, like, for the cutscenes anyway, the graphics are really cool. Like, it doesn't look good on my 30-inch monitor when it's blown up the full screen, because that looks terrible. So I have to play it, like, windowed. But it's I've always enjoyed, like, the kind of the side stories in the Star Wars universe, like with the books and comics and stuff, and it's neat to be like, oh, well, that's how that happened. This guy just picked it up and dropped it off, and now you get to play as that. That's kind of neat.
Yeah,
so.
That's pretty good.
Now that I've found I can change the controls to something that makes sense, I am definitely going to play this game.
All right, sweet. I'm going to blow your mind again. So. If you want, there's an optional mod you can download. And what they've done is it enables, like, 3D, like, video card acceleration. So it looks
what?
Good when you blow it out. I didn't install it. I learned after I finished. But it also replaces a lot of the in-game models with like higher quality models. So everything looks really nice. I forget the name right now.
What
is
it?
Ah, damn.
It's too late.
I'll find it. Dark XL. Dark XL. All
right.
It looks fantastic. I'm going to do that.
Pam, so you talk about old video games. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Rule of Rose, which is a survival horror game for the PlayStation 2. It's pretty rare. If you haven't heard of it, there's probably a good reason for that. Yeah, it was sort of controversial when it came out, so it didn't sell many copies here. Like, over in Europe, there was a bunch of hubbub, and they wanted it pulled off the shelves and things. So, I've been playing that, and playing it makes me realize how similar all the survival horror of that sort of time frame are. They've all got the same sort of, fixed camera views, and it's a pretty cool game. Like, the cutscenes are all beautiful and the story's pretty cool and disturbing, but the controls again are a bit of a hurdle. I just got to my first boss fight in the game and it was just painful. It took me a good 15 minutes to kill the boss. I was just running around with a pipe and swinging at him, and everything was missing, even if I was like directly colliding with him. So that was pretty painful.
Yeah.
But it's worth it for the story. The story is pretty good. And I've been doing a Let's Play of it, so I've been posting it so no one else has to subject themselves to the boss fights and they can just watch them.
Nice.
That is one of the nice things about YouTube, is it's like, if I'm playing a game and I'm like, you know what, I'm never going to play this game. It's just, this is bad and I can't stand this anymore. But I want to see it, though. Like, I want to see the ending. Like, I can just hop onto YouTube. And
yeah. Exactly.
Let somebody else do it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, saves a lot of time. I also am not used to games not auto-saving for me now. So the first time I fought that boss, I did die and have to go back like almost a whole chapter. So.
Jeez.
That sucks. Yeah. Is it terrible tank? Like, is it using tank controls almost?
They're not tank controls. Like, you can just move the left stick to turn and go forward. Okay. So it's not that bad. It's just mostly the camera angles and things that make it pretty difficult to maneuver.
Gross. And what was the name of the game?
Rule of Rose.
Rule of Rose. I have never heard of that.
It's pretty good. It reminds me a lot of the Fatal Frames and things.
Oh, okay.
Same sort of young girl running very, very slowly through scary monsters.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah, I can see the camera. I'm watching. I don't mean,
you know, that obviously it worked out. I mean, that kind of style of a survival horror game was, I mean, I still really don't like Resident Evil 4 because it's not that, you know, like I don't see the point of just it being an action game now. Like, it doesn't do anything for me, but
fair enough.
I like my weird camera angles and fog of war. You can't see 3 feet in front of you. It's amazing.
Terrible.
So good.
Terrible.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. And now, like, there's a shortage of survival horror games now. Like, you know, Silent Hill's not coming, and Resident Evil's been slammed into the ground and kicked as a dead horse. And, you know, like, Fatal Frame's coming back, but, I mean, it's coming for the Wii U, which makes sense because of the gamepad, I think, anyway. It'll be the first time where the gamepad actually makes sense to use in a video game rather than just, here's your menu. Yay, thanks. But I, you know, it's, I mean, the most popular survival horror game right now is Five Nights at Freddy. And this guy, it's a one-man project. A guy made the game in like 3 months.
He's pumped out.
I mean,
like,
that's the biggest survival horror game. Four. He's going on four now.
Is he four now?
So, okay. And this is the final chapter. Oh, okay. So he calls it.
Yeah, they seem to.
But they're making a movie?
What?
I mean, I don't know, man.
Everything gets a movie now.
Yeah, that's another one of the games, Five Nights at Freddy's, where I'd much rather watch it than play it, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I was seeing survival horror, like The Evil Within came out, and that wasn't particularly well received, so there is a shortage.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to get like a like really popular kickstarted one eventually. Kind of like the...
By who, though?
I don't know. The Amnesia team?
Do you think we'll have... I mean... Why?
I don't know. Everything's a kick... They're doing that Banjo-Kazooie, but bat lizard thing now.
Hey, we need that, though.
No, we don't.
We need that game. We need that game to happen, like, 10 years ago.
So, yeah, maybe we'll get another kind of old-school Resident Evil game.
Yeah. Like, remember when this was cool?
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Remember when the camera like was in one space? For all 16 hours? In front of you?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it could be a whole Tim Schafer thing where he's like, no, people want adventure games.
Yeah.
Broken Age? Nah, nobody wants this game. No. Okay, sorry.
Worst part is I kickstarted it.
Yeah. So, who knows? Nobody knows what people want, man.
Quick! Change the channel!
Speaking of kickstarting, we've got a listener discussion question. It reads, hey guys, it's the nice guy. I have a really nice question for you. What is your favorite gaming peripheral? Keep up the good work. Hashtag nice guy approved. This is from Adam Morris, aka A_Morris0123 on Twitter, who Bailey notes is a super nice guy, and he's been talking to him on Twitter lately. So what's your favorite gaming peripheral?
So he is a super nice guy, though.
Yeah, like he's super nice.
Okay.
It's not a trick question. Sure.
Okay. I mean, I thought maybe I could go, like, super crazy, like the Rock and Rolla. That thing was terrible. Or even the, you know, like the light gun's always nice. But I have to go with the U-Force. The U-Force was definitely my favorite peripheral. With for those who may not know what the U-Force is, and say you're on the road driving and you can't technically look it up. The U-Force was a clamshell laptop thing that stated that when you opened it up, it could sense where your hands were when you're playing the game. So there was, see, 8 sensors, I think, and you could put your hand and it corresponded to the different buttons. So you'd be waving your hands in front of it. One of the games that it was huge about was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, that you could actually punch the, not like physically hit the thing, but put your hand near one of the sensors and little Mac would, you know, throw an uppercut or something. It never worked. It was just a piece of plastic. But it did come with, like, this sweet little kind of flight stick sort of thing. It was completely plastic. Like, there was nothing. There was no components. Like, you just jammed it right in the center of it. And you could, like, sort of move back and forth. And then it had little triggers on the top that kind of flipped out, like, these little mirrors that I guess was supposed to reflect some light to the sensor. So, on the U-Force itself to set off, like, missiles and stuff. That thing, it just never worked. It was garbage. But man, the packaging just looked so cool. Like if it actually worked, like it would be pretty amazing.
You know what? They'll probably relaunch that at some point. Just the way games are going.
Oh. Just the way the games are going.
It's gonna be some weird VR peripheral.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah. What's your favorite, Pam?
I don't use a ton of peripherals, so I'm going to have to go with the light gun.
Nice.
I did like me some Duck Hunt way back in the day, but I also really like arcade light guns, like Time Crisis and my favorite arcade game, which is Maximum Force. I really like the light gun. It makes you feel powerful holding the gun and shooting things 3 feet away from you on the screen. And, yeah, that's my favorite. And it's also a good arm workout. Like, I was at MAGFest this past spring, and I was played through the whole thing of Time Crisis, and I swear it was a really good arm workout playing through that whole game holding that gun the entire time.
Yeah, I wish they'd come back. I wish light guns would come back.
I mean, they're still big in the arcades.
Oh, yeah, they're still big in the arcade. They're just... I don't know. I want some game for Steam where I have to go in and buy a light gun. I want someone to force me to buy a light gun.
How would that even work, though?
I have no idea. Be like, some little box you put under your computer.
I don't. That sounds like a terrible idea. Yeah. That sounds. If you're gonna do that, then I want the power glove then.
All right.
Like, if we're gonna go that far, just give me the power glove. I'll buy an extra webcam just so it can 3D map my hand.
Sweet. Let's do it.
But wasn't the power glove terrible?
Oh yeah.
At least like guns worked.
But we could make it so much better. We could make it so much better. We can make it where it actually doesn't suck as bad.
As
you know, like, I don't know what we would do. We would definitely need to put the little little keypad on the wrist bit so that you had to type a code in for each game. That was important to
of view course
the effect of the power glove. That was always good.
That's key. Yeah, it's definitely key. I'm just going to say I want my favorite's a joystick, which are kind of, no one's really using joysticks anymore. I own one. But,
oh, you mean like an actual joystick?
Yeah, like an actual, like
okay.
The trigger and the buttons and I'm flying around shooting stuff in space. I want joystick games. I want games that shouldn't even support. It was either Dark Forces or I started Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2. And I'm pretty sure it had joystick support, which makes no sense because it's a first-person shooter. So I want to go back and see what the mindset was in like 1996, 1997, where people were like, yeah, I'm going to play through a first-person shooter with my joystick.
Yeah, I mean, that was... I mean, there used to be a joystick port on the back of your computer where it had like its special own little... like you needed a whole new card just to plug a controller to the PC.
Oh, the good old days.
The good old days.
The good old days. Yeah.
I never got into those flight sims.
Oh,
just,
they're so good. They're so good. Just go buy TIE Fighter. Let's go to good old games. Go buy TIE Fighter. Shoot some dirty rebels. Use a joystick.
They're dirty now. Is that?
I don't know. They're on Tatooine. It's fine. Sands everywhere. Thank you for finishing that sentence.
Gets everywhere.
Yeah. But speaking of sand everywhere, I think it's time for a musical break. Track was Cybernoid 2 by Uncle and the Bacon. You can find great name.
It's a great name.
That is a great name. You can find that on the podcast episode page. And now for perhaps the best part of our show. It's the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
Two weeks ago, our theme was...
We don't have to do this.
No, we do. What was our... It was a Hunter Chosen theme. It was games that would make a great movie. Votes.
Was that me?
I think that was you. Yeah, that was you. That was you. Hunter, with Dragon Breed for the arcade, came in with 5 votes. Bailey with Metroid for the Nintendo, 22 votes. And again, God of War, by moi, for the PS2, scraped in with 23 votes. Thus, completing the destruction of Eric Bailey.
I might have been...
By a single vote.
I might have been one of those votes that pushed you over the top.
Yes!
Oh, come on.
Yes!
Really?
Thank you. Oh, let's keep this going.
Did you even look at Dragon Breed? It's a really cool game. It'd be a great movie.
But, I mean, other than flying around on a dragon, what does it have for it?
See?
What else do you need?
Apparently more.
You
apparently
were flying around on a dragon.
Does it have angry Greeks?
It's amazing.
We're Roman.
That's just the Greeks.
So yeah, God of War 1. Let's keep this trend going, guys.
I'll bully for you, Jason.
Keep those votes coming. Because we've got a special guest this week, we're not doing a theme, and it's free for all. That means any game goes. And any game goes. I was going to segue to something else, but apparently couldn't think of anything. So.
Segues.
I'll get the stopwatch going.
Terrible. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it. All right. So, for a free-for-all, I'll begin. Once upon a time, IBM and Microsoft decided, hey, DOS is pretty cool. We should make a new DOS. We should call it something like DOS 2. Then IBM was like, nah, Microsoft, that's crazy. We should call it Operating System 2. And Microsoft was all, damn, that is branding genius. This so will win over consumers. And so, OS 2 was released. And with it came the best Christmas classic of all time. That's right, it's Lemmings. Christmas Lemmings. Taking pretty much lemmings and slapping on some Christmas cheer, they now all wear Santa suits, and every level is winter. That's Christmas Lemmings for OS 2. Hunter, are you finished shaking your head, and are you ready?
Is that even... Whatever, man.
Whatever. All right, Hunter.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. Yes.
You may begin.
Racing with guns. It's everyone's dream. Especially with characters known as the Jackal, Sadie, Ray, Mech-Mac. Sorry. That one always gets me. Metro, Growl, Mama, and Andrew. Talking about combat cars for the Sega Genesis. Released in 1994 by the ill-fated Accolade, who is now owned by somebody else. Infograms and combat cars. Each character has his own strengths and weaknesses, as well as unique weapons. These weapons can include a shotgun, glue spots that can leave to slow down other cars, homing missiles, mines, and others. 24 different tracks. It's like an RC Pro-Am, but with missiles. Combat cars.
Combat.
Sega Genesis.
Sega. All right, Pam.
All right. I was not aware of the time limit part of this.
Oh, I'm so...
I think I can do it. It's
you
okay.
Have a minute.
You have a minute. I apologize for not telling you that beforehand.
All right. Well, since it's my first time on the show, I have to bring out the big guns with one of my favorite NES games of all time. It was released in 1992 by Hudsonsoft, one of the best developers for the Nintendo. And it features a cat, magic, tanks, dolphins... It's Felix the Cat for the NES.
Felix the Cat.
Yeah.
If you want, you've got another 35 seconds.
Got more 35 seconds.
You don't have to use it.
No,
you can just talk about
it. No, tell us how terrible this game is.
Yeah.
You play a cat. You have to rescue your girlfriend, which, you know, is the thing that you do in Nintendo games. You collect milk bottles, you drive cars, you drive tanks, and you have to take on an evil professor and even go into outer space. Damn. So, Felix the Cat.
All right.
It's my choice.
Felix the Cat.
Wait a second. Let me take some notes first.
Take some notes?
Let me pull up my notepad. Yeah, so we've got dolphins.
Yep.
Outer space.
Mm-hmm. Tanks.
Tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are popular. He's a cat.
Yeah.
Yep. Cars. There's airplanes. There's a tortoise.
There's a canoe.
Yeah, there's a submarine.
What is this game?
It's basically just a platformer, but it's not the most challenging platformer out there on the NES, but it's got all kinds of variety. There's different levels. There's land and air, two different water levels, above the water and under the water. And yeah, it's just a really fun platformer with lots of varied gameplay based on all the forms that you can take on.
So,
I just don't... Who is Felix the Cat? I think that's
Felix
more...
Felix the Cat. He's a cartoon that was introduced in the 1920s, I think. He was, I think, originally on television. And so he was a television show, and eventually they gave him his own video game.
That sounds like a terrible idea. Taking something from the 20s and making a video game out?
Yeah. What? Felix the...
A simple game of... Magic? You have magic, too?
Yeah, you have magic. So... The evil professor wants your magic bag. And what? So you can use your magic bag, and it has, like, a little punching hand that comes out of it. And, you gather milk and Felix head coins, and you get into more powerful forms.
What? This game sounds insane. It sounds like they had like 30 different concepts for games they could have made, and then someone was like, "Oh, the Felix the Cat license is cheap. No one cares about him.
It was given to us.
Let's just slap it all together."
Yeah.
Of tank and space magic.
You should play it. It's a good game.
I don't believe you.
I mean, it is rather plain looking. Like the sprites are very basic, and Felix is just a black cat. Like, there's nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's got a lot of weird. He is on a tortoise. I don't understand.
The tortoise shoots bubbles.
He's now going inside.
Shoots what out of his mouth?
Bubbles. At your enemies.
What is this?
This, I mean, honestly, I think you're right, man. Like, I think it was a hodgepodge of just like stuff that they had done, but like they weren't sure what they were gonna do with it, and they're like, well, we got this Felix license, and is the cartoon anything like this in terms of like being diverse, or do you know? Or
I haven't actually seen the cartoon.
I don't blame you. Based on the look of the game, I probably wouldn't have watched it.
I don't think it is. Oh, wait. Does he have a magic bag in the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it turns into Kano. Yeah, that's Felix the Cat, 1959. The magic bag. So this game is a adaptation of a 7-minute cartoon from 1959. Because all the kids were clamoring for that.
We gotta get our Felix the Cat on, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Felix. Well, it's... I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it.
It could be the lemmings.
What?
It could be the lemmings.
Whoa, don't you dare talk bad about the lemmings. It's lemmings with Christmas.
What? Is that it?
That's all you need. And it's on the OS, too. I'm not even 100% sure what that is.
OS2.
It's a series of computer operating systems initially created by Microsoft and IBM, and then later IBM exclusively.
So it was just a, it was a, like a Windows before Windows, basically.
No, they
right?
Yeah, no? Kind of. It was like a Maybe. Successor to DOS. Like, they kept making it until 2006. I don't know who was using it in, like, 2005, but... Yeah, Christmas Lemmings, because everyone loves lemmings. Everyone loves Christmas. Everyone loves Christmas. Killing lemmings on Christmas.
So the only difference is the Santa suits and the snow?
And the Christmas music.
And the Christmas music.
That is key.
Oh, of course, there has to be Christmas music.
Yes. Yeah, it follows such proud games as Jazz Jackrabbit Holiday Hair, where it was just Christmas levels of Christmas music.
Right.
You know.
Is there like an Easter Lemmings or a Halloween Lemmings?
There should be.
Oh, see, now Halloween Lemmings I could get behind. Like, I can get behind that.
What? Are they just like the...
Like, especially if, like, Mike Myers was coming out and, like...
Oh,
that's one of the ways you could kill the lemmings.
I was picturing, like, the zombie corpses of the lemmings you didn't save, like, from previous playthroughs.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I went really dark.
They come back to life as zombies and just start eating.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, no, we gotta stop the zombies.
Yeah. So. But yeah, lemmings. It's a better concept than combat cars.
I disagree.
There is no
better concept than combat cars.
I will not argue the fact that cars with guns are sweet.
In combat. Cars with guns are sweet.
They are, but there are so many games, cars and guns.
No, there's combat cars. There's
Twisted Metal series, Vigilante, Death Rally.
No, I don't know. I can't hear what you're listing.
Can't hear all these games I'm listing.
There's combat cars.
Yeah, which looks like kind of a crappy Micro Machines.
So that's the best part about it. It's your Micro Machines, it's your RC Pro-Am, it's your Ivan Iron Man Stewart's off-road racing. But the best part is that there's guns now.
Oh.
So you can blow up your opponents rather than trying to win
right.
the race. It makes, you know, it's like, a, it's,
but
it's
you're
what
still
Death
racing.
Race should have been. Right, so that's the fun of it. So you're still racing. Ultimately, who passes and does the four laps is what's important. But I mean, if you kill your opponents, then you're just, you know, casually doing a Sunday drive through the course if you want to. Because I mean, there's nobody else there to race against.
That sounds fantastic. Not racing against people.
No, you're still racing. You're just, you don't have to kill them. I mean, the weapons are there and you don't have to use them. Like, if you think you're a good enough racer to be able to go around the track without shooting a single missile, then gosh darn it, you should. If that's how you want to play the game.
This
not how it's intended.
Is a mod of Micro Machines.
That's really. No, it's not a mod.
Are you sure? Because it sure sounds
Christmas
like one.
Lemmings.
Exactly.
Would be a mod of Lemmings.
And I won't argue that, but this is literally just Micro Machines with guns. So they've modded some guns in.
I mean, the tracks are different.
Different top-down tracks?
Cars are a little different. You've got characters with special abilities.
Like what?
You know, like, not every character is the same, and you can choose from humans or robots.
Yeah. I like that. The robot and an alien. Andrew alien.
Yeah.
Wait, there's robots and aliens in this?
Yeah.
What? Okay, were both of your games just, like, insane, like, we will take anything that we can think of and cram it into a game?
The more the merrier.
Hey, man, if the shoe fits.
Damn it.
I mean, if genre blending games are some of the more popular ones. They're some of my favorite games, you know, like... There's a reason why every game now just has a little sprinkle of RPG aspect to it, because RPG games are great, you know. But maybe I want some beat 'em up with my RPG games. Maybe I want some some light gun shooting with my RPGs. Maybe I want some racing, you know.
Can you
and in the
light
case of combat
race?
Cars, I want some guns. What? Sorry.
Can you use a light gun with this? Fire
Man,
the guns.
Wouldn't that
like,
be great?
That would be stupid, but I'd play it.
Why would that be stupid?
That'd be so clumsy. Like, you're using one hand for the controller and, like,
well,
shooting?
Well, you need to have, like, a joystick in one hand and the gun in the other
yes!
hand. So, you could do it.
There we go. I like this.
Why don't you mod that into the game?
All right. I'm probably good.
Jason. Just go ahead and mod that in. No, I think it'd be great. I mean, it's... I'm still... Yeah. Again, yeah. Christmas Lemmings.
Yeah, Christmas Lemmings.
Like, are the levels even different?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Let's see.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Probably.
It's only Let's four see. Levels?
No, that's the Xmas Lemmings, which are 2 4-level demos. And then Christmas Lemmings is the full game with 16 levels. They're just confusingly named because that's what you did back in the day.
Yeah. Confuse people with the...
Yeah, the difference between these games and the original game are the Christmas snow style graphics of the levels, and they're different levels, and the lemmings wear Santa Claus suits.
It doesn't say that they were different levels.
No, they're different levels. I guarantee
it. I don't think they're different levels.
No, I'm pretty sure they are.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
We shall.
Now, is there a reason that it came out on the OS 2? Is that just something you're going with?
That's just something I'm going with.
We're just gonna.
Someone just requested going with it. I bring an OS 2 game, so here we are. Listen to my fans. Get them votes.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Holiday.
It's good.
Christmas Lemmings. It's great. It's simple.
All I'm saying is Combat Cars is one of the most diverse racing shoot 'em up games ever to be released on a console.
Felix the Cat is literally the most diverse game ever designed.
Ever designed. Something for everyone.
Literally something for everyone.
Which, I mean, part of me thinks is a great idea, just because it's like, look at all these great mechanics that we can come up with. But then you never really have a chance to, like, master any of them, because it's like the second you get the idea of, like, how one particular game mechanic works, like, it's done. Right? Because you just move on to a different level, and now you're swimming on a turtle rather than cruising around in a tank. Or do they, like, control similar?
They all control.
They're just different.
Similar. The biggest difference is that, like, some things, like the car or the turtle, they shoot forward, where something like a tank shoots in an arc. So there's a little bit there. But it's not an overly complex game. It's not that challenging. So it doesn't take a whole lot of time to master every vehicle and such.
So it's a baby's toy.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Neither do I. I like it, kind of. I don't get it. So was there ever a Combat Cars 2?
I'm glad you asked that.
Wait, do you know?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, you know, if you want to take into that, you know, the natural progression of gaming genres and technology, the sequel was the ever-popular Twisted Metal. You know, or Vigilante 8. You know, like if you're looking for one of the games that made that 3D jump, much like Super Mario 64, Combat Cars was there with Twisted Metal for sure. And then Twisted Metal 2 came out, which was even better. Twisted Metal 3 was okay. Twisted Metal 4 was terrible.
That's what right. I mean. It's just, I'm sure those were just as good as 3D Lemmings. So.
There's a 3D Lemmings?
Yeah.
What?
Come on, it even came out on the Saturn.
Oh, this looks horrendous.
Oh, it looks terrible. It should have stuck 2D. There's a reason Lemmings died, and this was it.
Wait, is there like a 3D Lemmings like Christmas?
I hope.
Oh, it's Winterland.
There we go. It's like a greatest hits. So, Felix,
who makes these decisions?
Yeah, there's a Game Boy version.
What the hell?
Is it the same game?
Literally. No, it says it's virtually the same, but with fewer levels.
Which is a feat, because Felix on the NES is not a long game.
How long is it?
Last time I beat the whole thing in an hour, so.
Wait, so it has all these concepts,
yeah.
It's only an hour long?
Yeah.
It's only an hour long.
It's quick.
With like nine levels.
Is it like the ADD version of a game where it's just like, tank, your turtle, iron space?
Basically. I think that's why I like it so much. Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm definitely gonna have to play this. What the hell?
I just don't waste your time, Jason.
No, I need to now.
You should play.
No, you don't.
I already have it downloaded.
What? No! That's not how this works, man.
I remember I downloaded every like ROM collection ever. It's sitting on my hard drive somewhere.
So it's illegally downloaded, which means technically you can't play it.
I'm sure the Felix the Cat copyright holders truly don't care at this point.
I don't know, man. It's Infogrames. They're the ones who... Or no, that's not right. Who owns Hudson Soft? There's like five companies that like bought... Oh, they're owned by Konami. So they're getting ready to go belly up, man. Maybe...
I'm good.
Maybe we should put a bid on the Felix the Cat rights and see if we can kickstart
it. Felix the Cat 2.
Yes.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
And that's what we should do. Like, we should go like a Conker's Bad Fur Day where we just think of every possible genre and game mechanic and just slam it into one game and just make Felix the Cat like the mascot. Like, you know. We don't really need it. I mean, the antagonist in this game is called the Professor. He doesn't even have a name. He's just a profession. Yeah,
the Professor.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, and Felix's girlfriend is just named Kitty, so.
Oh my god. What is this?
Wow, that's impressive. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty good. Oh, man.
They didn't have time for names. Too busy. I'm at this point. I'm like thinking there's probably like a flight simulator that was like cut from this at some level. Oh Jesus! All right. Final arguments, Hunter. Why should people vote for Combat Cars, the micro game machine?
You should vote for Combat Cars because it's combat and cars, micro machines with missiles, the predecessor to the Twisted Metal franchise.
No.
It's got robots and aliens in it. It's on the Sega Genesis. All right. Combat cars.
Pam, why should people vote for Felix the Attention Deficit Disorder Cat?
You should vote for Felix the Cat because, as we said, there's something for everyone. It's a platformer. There's cars, there's tanks, there's dolphins. You can go under the sea and into outer space. It's a fun game. It's not too hard, so you feel good about yourself. And you can finish it within an hour.
Oh, man. There
you go. All right.
Cooking some chili? Play Felix the Cat. It'll be done by the time you finish it.
Yeah. All right. You should vote for Crispus Lemmings. For the OS2, because it was probably one of eight games on OS2. And it's Christmas and Lemmings. It's three of everyone's favorite things all wrapped into one game. All right.
Oh, that's true.
That's our Retro Showdown. That's our podcast. Remember, you can email us listener discussion email questions at the email address podcast@onemorecastle.com. I forgot to mention that before the break, so there you are. Mm-hmm. It's podcast@onemorecastle.com. We are part of the VG Evo. Am I saying that right? Podcast Network. Uh-huh. Listen to other cool podcasts there, because I forgot to say that at the beginning.
You did. It's true.
Is there anything else I forgot? It's probably a bunch of stuff I forgot.
Just the fact that you are the worst host ever.
No, the best host. The best. All right, that's the podcast. Hunter, any shout outs? Any self promotion? Any great tips on how to groom your beard? You heard me.
Odd. So, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's, you can follow me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. All things me, check out ericmhunter.net. And I would like to shout out to our live stream commenters. It'd be Mr. Dustin Faber, Mr. Aaron Alcorn, and the one, the only, the Valerie Minnick. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Cool.
Pam.
Yes.
Do you have any shoutouts, any self-promotion you'd like to do?
You can find me on Twitter at Jasyla_, that's JASYLA_, or you can find me on YouTube. The channel is Cannot Be Tamed, and my blog is also cannotbetamed.com. Bandcamp.com. And that's it.
Sweet. All right. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb, and I'm going to give a shout out to IBM for making this podcast possible. That's your podcast. Now just deal with it, Eric. Just deal with it. No, deal with it. This is what happens when Bailey leaves. That's episode 135.
All right.
The One More Castle podcast. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Make sure to vote. Thanks again for Pam for being on.
Thanks,
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. Good night.